Well, hello to all of you. We're thankful to be able to come and bring God's message to you again this week. It's been several weeks now since we were able to get together in church and worship together in our church houses. But we're doing it by means of video, and this is really a good way to do it. Today we want to look at Psalm 137. This is a famous, our favorite psalm of mine, these first two or three verses. It says, "By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yes, we wept when we remembered Zion, our Jerusalem. We hung our harps upon the willow trees in the midst thereof. For those who had carried us away captive required of us a song, and they that wasted us required of us laughter or mirth, saying, Sing us one of the songs of Zion, our Jerusalem. But how shall we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land?" Years ago, back about 1948 or so, when I was a little 8-year-old, 9-year-old boy, one of my favorite singers was Tex Ritter. He was a cowboy western singer, but he made an album back in those days called Psalms. And one of the psalms that he would sing, I don't have a copy of it now, and I wish that I did. If someone out there has one, call me. But one of the songs on that album called Psalms was, "We hanged our harps on the willows. We hanged our harps on the willows." And I heard it back then, and it stayed with me all of these years as I thought about this. Now, the background to this psalm is found in 2 Kings chapter 25, verses 1 through 21. I'm not going to read all that because I don't really have time to do it right now, but you could take your Bible and look at it for yourself. I'll repeat that. It's 2 Kings chapter 25, verses 1 through 21. Also in 2 Chronicles chapter 36, verses 10 through 21, that same story is recorded. Then you could turn over to Jeremiah, that great book of Jeremiah, chapter 52, and beginning at verse 30, and look at the same story that is revealed there. The background, in just a few words, is that Jerusalem and Judah were overcome by a foreign, strong, foreign power. The Babylonians were a strong, wicked, military group. The Babylonians. Nebuchadnezzar was the leader of the Babylonians. You may remember that these Jewish people from Jerusalem were taken captive. And so in those scriptures, in 2 Kings and 2 Chronicles and Jeremiah, you can read about what all took place there. I won't read all of that, but just for example, what it says is this. In 2 Chronicles 36 and verse 11, Zedekiah was 21 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem, and he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. He humbled not himself before Jeremiah the prophet, speaking from the mouth of the Lord. He rebelled against King Nebuchadnezzar, who had made him swear by God, but he stiffened his neck and hardened his heart from turning unto the Lord God of Israel. And so in the verses right after that, in 2 Chronicles, it tells us that the whole land of Judah became polluted. The people transgressed. They followed after the sins of the other nations. They polluted the house of the Lord, which had been hallowed in Jerusalem. And so there were the Babylonians came, and they literally destroyed Jerusalem. They tore down the walls. They tore down the temple. They took all the things that Solomon had brought into the great temple of God, took them to Babylon, desecrated them. It was a terrible time. Most of the population they killed. They left some of the poor, uneducated people there in Israel to work the land. But they took so many of the folks to Babylon. And you may remember that it had been prophesied by Jeremiah that because the Israelites, the Judeans, the people of Israel had become so sinful, they had not kept the Sabbath days and so forth, that God was sending a judgment upon them. And so he did that. And he allowed the Babylonians to come, take his people, his chosen people, take them to Babylon, which is modern-day Iraq, if you're thinking about the geography there. And they took them, and for 70 years, they were in what we called the Babylonian captivity of Israel. Now, it's while these Israelites were in Babylon, they were having such a hard and difficult time. They were going through really a fiery furnace of trials. This coming Tuesday, I believe that's the 21st of April, is Holocaust Remembrance Day. And I have been thinking about that we're having a hard time here with the coronavirus and all of the problems associated with it. But when we think back in 1944, the Holocaust, 6 million Jews were put to death under the authority of the government of Germany, Adolf Hitler, the leader of the country. It's a terrible episode in the history of the world. And I was reading this week a part of the story of a lady named Corrie Ten Boom. Many of you remember her name. She wrote the book, The Hiding Place. And she and her family hid Jewish people from the Nazis, from the Germans, and saved so many. They say that they probably saved some 800 people before finally they were turned in to the authorities. They were captured. Corrie Ten Boom miraculously lived. Her sister died there in that terrible prison camp, and she saw all of the others as they died, some 6 million people over this period of time. Anyway, in our world, we're remembering that, and those were terrible, awful times that the Jews had gone through. We're going through a lot of difficult times now, and so I just thought that God was speaking to me about this particular psalm, Psalm 137, where the people of Israel, they were in captivity, all kinds of problems, and it says that by the rivers of Babylon we sat down. You notice that about four different truths that we find in those scriptures we read, they had bitter, sweet memories of back home. They said, we remembered Zion. We love to sing song like Precious Memories, How They Linger. And we often think, and even today we're thinking about the good days before the whole world got shut down because of this virus and so forth. The bitter, sweet memories, the glory days they remembered. They were overwhelmed by their circumstances. They said, we sat down. We sat down. They were so confused and sad that they just didn't even know what to do, and they just sat down to do nothing in a hopeless situation. And that's how some of us feel. Some of you may be going through that same emotion even now. They had anguish of soul. It says, we wept when we remembered Zion. They cried, they wept when they remembered where they had been living before. They cried unto the Lord, and they had lost their song. Now, there are three things that I want us to notice that I believe is a message for us today as we are dealing with all the problems in our world. First of all, in Psalm 137, I see a truth where the Lord is saying to us, don't stop serving. No matter how bad the situation is, don't stop serving. This is what those people in Babylon were doing. They had just given up. And so they had stopped serving the Lord. Now you'll notice that it says they hung their harps up on the willow trees. That's the musical instruments they had. They hung their harps upon the willows. As I was thinking about that, I thought, you know, when they left Jerusalem, they didn't leave their harps behind. They didn't crush their harps. They kept them with them all the way from Jerusalem to Babylon, which was a long, long way. They kept their hearts and their harps, and it seems like maybe they thought, we're not able to sing now and play our instruments and have joy, but someday we're going, so we won't do away with the harps. We will keep them. We will hang them on the willow trees, and maybe we can use them again someday. They heard the assaults. They heard the verbal insults from those who were their captors. And it says that those who were the Babylonians said, "Why don't you all sing for us? You're a singing group. Sing some songs of Zion for us." And that's when those Jewish captives said, "Oh, listen, we can't sing. We can't laugh. There's no joy in our life. We've given up. There's no hope for the future." And so they could not sing. So we must not stop serving. And I noticed today, all through our country, we talk about police officers, we talk about doctors and nurses, we talk about all those who are carrying on the business, the essential businesses of the nation. So many brave people, like some of you watching, you are going out and doing things that need to be done to keep things going in the world. Don't stop serving. Don't sit back and do nothing. And I believe that's what God is saying to me and to you as well. The second thing, not only don't stop serving, but don't stop singing. The Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 15 said that we're living in a wicked and perverse world, but we are to let our light shine in the darkness of the world in which we live. Very important. Don't ever let the world take away your song. I remember in Acts chapter 16, is it? Where the Apostle Paul was there in Acts chapter 16 and verse 25. Paul and Silas were in a prison cell, and I'm sure all the prisoners around in those cells were complaining and cursing and moaning and groaning. But Paul and Silas, you remember what they were doing? They were singing, and it was midnight, and the other prisoners heard them as they sang. As a matter of fact, there was a jailer there who was saved, and no doubt was saved as a result of hearing the joy, the testimony, the prayers, and the singing of these preacher missionaries who were in jail there. So we must never let our song stop. Well, their song stopped for a while, but we don't find where it says they never ever sang again. You know, many of the songs that are so popular in our world were written during hard times. Here not long ago, we had the history of country music on the television, the whole series that was done by Ken Burns. And so much of the music that many of us have loved and grew up with came out of the days of depression and hardship. The days of depression back in the 30s and the 40s, these were difficult and awful times, and many of the songs came out of those eras. And many of the songs that we sing in the church came out of times like that as well. So we must not stop singing even though times are hard. And then the third truth is, don't forget your Savior. Now it says in this text that they remembered Jerusalem, and they loved Jerusalem. They loved the temple. They loved the place that God had given them. But you know, one of the sad things about the history of Israel is they loved Jerusalem and they loved the temple and all of that, but they didn't really love the Lord. And there's a lesson in that for us as well. They were devoted to Jerusalem, but they were not devoted to God. They were in Babylonian captivity because of their sins. It's very clear in 2 Chronicles chapter 36, verses 14 through 17. They were there as a part of the judgment of God. Now, we don't know why all of this has taken place in our world. I certainly am not a prophet, nor the son of a prophet, but I do know the Bible, and I have read from all the Old Testament lessons and the New Testament as well, that when a people turn away from God, trouble comes. And most all of us feel that our nation, in many ways, over the past 80 years old, so in my lifetime at least, the last 80 years or so, has really taken a turn away from a commitment to God, away from, you know, taking prayer out of schools. We have all kinds of laws that have been passed that, and the matter of abortion and all the other things in our society. I'm sure that God is not pleased with the way that we have been living. Well, these things come upon us, and it will not be a wasted time in our life if we will pay attention to what's going on. The Bible says, if we will confess our sins, He will be faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Well, we don't know what's going to take place in the future, but I do believe that God is in control of my life and your life, and we need to surrender to His will. So remember from this text, Psalm 137, don't ever stop serving, even though you're going through bad times, hard times, difficulties in your life. Don't stop serving the Lord. Secondly, don't stop singing. Let there always be a song in your heart, no matter how difficult it may be. There's joy in the life of the believer, and let that joy come out, and don't forget singing. And then don't forget the Savior. More than anything else, don't keep your eyes upon yourself. I must think about this all the time myself. I love that song that we sing often, "Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and His grace." My prayer for you, for all of us as children of God, is that we will keep our eyes upon the Lord Jesus Christ. We have just come through the Easter season, rejoicing in the resurrection of Christ, and may the joy of the resurrected Christ be ours every day and every night. Don't forget to serve, don't forget to sing, and don't forget the Savior. By the rivers of Babylon, we sat down, they said, how can we sing the songs of Zion in a foreign land? Well, the truth is, we can sing the songs of Zion in a foreign land. We're all here temporarily. I love that song, "This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue." God loves you. God loves all of us. I'm so glad that Jana and her daughter Kaylee sang that beautiful song about blessings before the message. Wasn't that a beautiful song? And that is true, that even in the darkest times, God's truth can come through to us and we can have wholeness and we can have healing. If you are not saved, if you're not a Christian, I urge you to come to Jesus, to trust in Him. He died upon the cross for your sins, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We're grateful for your blessings. And help us, our Father, that we will not hang our harps upon the willows, but that we'll take them down off the willow trees, begin to play them, and sing along. May we always serve you. May we always have a song in our heart. And may we never forget you, the Savior of the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.